I don't know why I'm so excited today. It's probably because it's Gary and Shelley. What can I say? I've been so excited today, and I don't know why. I woke up thinking, today's a special day. And I thought, well, what's so special about today? And I thought, you know what's special is we all are alive and remain. I mean, for some reason, God elected for us to stay here in an upside down world with upside down health, with people with upside down families that are hurting, or finances, or the country, or the world. And God saw us, and He elected us to be right here, right now. Like, I'm thinking of Brian and Carol in bed this morning, to be alive and remain. It's his decision. He picked us. I thought this is a special day because our God knew us and he decided this is where we needed to be. And I woke up this morning singing, I walk in the heavenlies with Jesus, all earthly cares left behind. You and I are seated at the right hand of the Father. All power and authority is ours. It's a special day. Most of the world doesn't even know that's possible. And we live it. We live it, breathe it, and eat it. And I just thank you, Gary and Shelley and Terry, for adding to our day with all your beautiful effort, your word, your anointing, your everything. We love you. We love all of you. We are honored to be part of the ones that God chose to be alive and remain and be together. Love you, Sandra. Love you, Jane. Love you, Nolan. Love all of you. Love you, Victor. Love you, Dan. What a precious thing that he put us together. Welcome to Zoom.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you, Vicki. This is a delightful day, as you said, to be alive in Christ, just to have his life and to stand before him in nearness to him. Wonderful calling that we have. Dan, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open up in prayer, but we are happy to welcome Terry to lead us in worship. So appreciate you, Terry, coming on. Anytime I ask Terry to lead the worship, he always says, I'd be delighted to. He's just has such a giving heart and a hearing ear. And Terry, we're looking forward to worshiping with you. Thank you. Dan, if you would kindly unmute and open us up in prayer, please.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we look to you this day, Lord, that you've set this time apart for us to join together and worship, Father, and to hear your word. Father, we pray for your anointing. We pray for your blessing upon this time and upon each one of us as we sit before you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dan. Terry, if you'll unmute, we are ready to worship, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, when Sister Vicky talked about really the corporateness, sometimes we sing songs, and I almost want to say out front, because a lot of the songs are written in I, and every time I sing them, I think of we, and you can't really throw we in it because it doesn't really fit. And I think of the corporate I. So if you hear me singing a song and it's a lot of I's, I walk in the heavenlies and all that. It's us. It's together. It is a beautiful body.
The splendor of a king, both in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide, but trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. Ah. our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of our praise, and my heart shall sing how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy.
not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him. He'll never cast me out. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. And I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is that Jesus died, and that he died for me. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. my boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle in the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. My boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sunshine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. Unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again.
Blessed are those, says the Lord, who wait before me. Blessed are those who frequent my courts. Blessed are those that stand in my council. For the voice of men is loud in this hour. The voice of men is full of false strength. The voice of men is full of false promise. But I quietly wait and bring forth the fruit in a people of brokenness, a people of quietness, a people of surrender, a people of the fear of the Lord, a people who are little in their own eyes, says the Lord. Therefore, do not be allured. Do not be drawn into the pattern of the voice of men with its strength, with its bravado, with its helplessness, its hidden helplessness. For I have called you to a strength that emerges from the depths of your own being, says the Lord, where I live. I have brought you forth in a strength that knows weakness as its womb, a strength born of surrender, a strength born of intimacy with me, says the Lord. Therefore, stand in my presence, hear my voice, and do not react to the trumpets of this world, for they produce a false sound. They have no strength. They have no purpose. But my purpose, I underwrite. My purpose will come forth, says the Lord. And if you will stand before me, I will sustain you in stability in the midst of a world that is reeling with false trumpets, false promises, a false life. I will sustain you in peace, says the Lord, if you will stand in my counsel and hear me.
Rise up, my people, and stand in my will. Gird your lines up for my word to stand. I have spoken, and it shall be. Embrace yourself in my strength, for my word will stand, says the Lord.
For there is a river that flows from deep within. A
a fountain that cleanses all from sin.
Lord, we just, where else can we go, Lord? You alone have the words of eternal life. Lord, you alone are the Savior of the body. Lord, you alone make your servants to stand. You alone give the joy of the Lord. Father, Father, in the midst of all the places that you bring us through, our eyes are upon you. Lord, we trust you to give us the bread that belongs to the sons in due season. Lord, you choose for us how we should be clothed. Lord, you choose for us where we should stand. Father, Father, you alone know the path that you've called us to, and we embrace you. We love you in the midst of it, Lord, and we choose resignation to you. Lord, as our place of standing. We bless you, Lord, and thank you. Amen. Well, Terry, thank you so much for leading us in worship. We are grateful. Just always appreciate you, my friend. Well, it looks like we have Shelley up, if I was to judge by appearance.
Be careful.
Shelley, that's right. Shelley, we're happy to have you. Thank you.